Yerushalmi Kelayin corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Nun Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Tezayin Mabeis at the Mishnah. Hanatei Shtei Shuris Shel Kishurim, Shtei Shuris Shel Diluim, Shtei Shuris Shel Polamitzvi, Muta, Shuris Shel Kishurim, Shuris Shel Diluim, Shuris Shel Polamitzvi, Osa. If one planted 2 rows of squash, then 2 rows of pumpkin, then 2 rows of Egyptian bean, it's permitted. 1 row of squash, 1 row of pumpkin, and 1 row of Egyptian bean is prohibited. Shur shel kishurin, shur shel diluim, shur shel polamitzi, v'shur shel kishurin, v'bleze, mate, v'chachom ma'isim. If there's 1 row of squash, 1 row of pumpkin, 1 row of Egyptian bean, and then another row of squash, v'bleze permits it, and the chachomim prohibit it. Noteh adam kishuris v'delas, v'seich guma achas, v'vad shitei zoin zu, noite lesad zu, v'zu noite lesad zu. Noteh shah shel zu, lakan v'shah, v'shel zu lakan, shekol shitei shekol masha, osu chachomim legozel v'mpnei ma'asa ayin. A person may plant squash and gourd in the same hole, despite the extensive leaves that grow, as long as each one bends in its own direction, with the ends of its leaves bending in their own direction, as the Chachamim didn't apply the prohibition of Ma'asayin in cases that don't look like Kilayim. I think it also says, Noteh Shtei Shuris, Chulei, Chizki Amar B'machloikes, Manda Amar Taman, Shtei Mesei, Oifacha, Shtei Mesei, Manda Amar Taman B'Shmeina, Oifacha B'Shmeina. The Gemara brings from Chizkiah that if one plants 2 rows, and this fits into the same dispute as the next Mishnah that discusses the required separation between onions and rows of gourds. The opinion there that requires 12 tefachim requires it here as well. The opinion there that required 8 tefachim requires it here as well. The second opinion is therefore the author of our Mishnah. Amav Yochan de Beakolhi, Yafe Koyach Muksha, Ben Amukshois, Lahadzil, Bishmaino. Yochan says that the Mishnah follows both opinions, as all agree that 8 tefachim suffice over here. The plants being discussed here are muksha plants that have large leaves that extend sideways. However, the next Mishnah discusses the separation between mukshim and onions, where it's harder to even notice the existence of the onions as a separate field. O choy bekama, choyvesh. The Gemara asks, how long must the muksha row to be considered surrounding the inner rows and therefore prohibit? Amu b'zeira, nalandina, min hakerem, kemada tema gabe kerem lo shnia, hi o choy hi hefligoi, af hocha lo shnia, hi o choy hi hefligoi. The Rabbi Zeira answers that learn it from a vineyard, just as a vineyard's length is at least 8 amos, but one may only join a vine to a vineyard if it's not more than 8 amos away from another vine. So too here, the length is the same as a separation, and just as they're considered surrounding those between them only if there is no more than 8 amos between them, so too the length of the rows is 8 amos. Abdaita de Chizkia, Niche, Manda Amar Taman B'Shmoina, Afachos B'Shmoina, Atat Rabbi Yochanan, Ochoi B'Kama Chivesh. The Gemara asks that according to Chizkiah that we had, Rabbi Kiva, who says there 8, also says it here, as the separation and the length are the same measurement. But according to Yochanan, who says that they are different measurements, what is the length of an outer muksha plant for it to be considered surrounding inner muksha plants? In Tema B'Shmoina, Kavachoyma le muksha ben Abasalim, it should say she Yachvish B'Shmoina. Ma in muksha ben Amukshoith, Shiyafisa Koichoy Lahatzil B'Shmoina, Nechvash B'Shmoina. Muksha ben Abitzalim shei rasa koicha lahatzil b'shteim asei lo kol shekein ela shela yichavesh ela b'shmeina. So if you say 8, then rows are 8 eight amas long prohibit, even though an 8 amas separation is enough to save. Then if zakar v'chaimer, then an 8 amas long rows of muksha plants between the onions will surround if they're 8 amas. If a muksha plant among mukshois that you strengthen it means you treated it leniently to save it with a separation of 8 amas, but it is surrounded in a row of 8 amas, then a muksha amongst onions that you weakened it means that you treated it stringently, as it is saved only with a separation of 12 amos, certainly it will be surrounded in a row of 8 amos. In Tema Muksha ben Abitzalim, in Chavesh Ela B'Shteimesei, Kavachayme Le Muksha ben Amukshois, Shele Yachvash Ela B'Shteimesei. And if you say that a muksha amongst onions, that the outer row surrounds it if it's 12 amos long, certainly a muksha amongst mukshas will only surround if it's 12 amos long.